Okay. All right, that's good. Okay, oh, crap. We're on, dude.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Bobby Bell, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It is 8 o'clock. It is Thursday evening. This is LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Jim Christina, in studio tonight with Bobby Jean Bell, her charming and handsome husband, Jim. Bobby, give us that voice.
Good evening and welcome to The Writer's Block.
There you go.
So happy to have you with us.
Her husband's over here giving me two thumbs up. Yeah.
And then the giggle, of course.
The Writer's Block is brought to you by Black Dog Publishing in Simi Valley, by Out West Boutique and Cultural Center in Newhall, California. Man, I got that down now, huh? Hoda, and Target Freight Management in Pittsburgh. And, you know, we mention Target Freight a lot, every show, actually, and we mentioned that they have a full truckload service. That's the best in the industry. But have we mentioned that TFM Truckload is not only the finest in the industry, but gets your freight there every time, on time, at the rates you need for your transportation costs? Call today, 844-653-7789. Tell them that you heard it here in the Writer's Block, and they'll have a little something extra for you. And while we're at it, if you are an LTL shipper, which is less than truckload, you are probably looking at the best rates with the least hassle. Call Target Freight Management. Their customized transportation management system is just a ticket to getting your freight moved your way. Call Target Freight Management today at 1-888-653-1323. Get a pencil, 888-653-1323. I stole that from Bobby, actually. Or go to www.targetfmi.com on the web. Call today. You won't be sorry. And with that being said, if you need to call in and talk to anyone in the studio tonight, our guest included, the number here at the studio is 818-602-4929. Again, 818-602-4929. You have a concert series next Wednesday.
We do.
Yes.
We are going into a very full schedule starting Wednesday, April 20th. We are so excited. We will have Sid Masters and the Swing Riders. They're coming in from New Mexico. They'll be performing as part of the SCV TV Presents, the Out West Concert Series. Seats are available. Give us a call at 661-255-7087 and say that you heard us talk about it on the Writer's Block, and we will give you a discount because we'll be so excited to have you join us at the Repertory East Playhouse in Old Town Newhall.
Oh, wow.
And Sid, this is a great swing band. You will laugh. They're funny. They do a lot of original music. Their musicianship is fantastic. They will be performing throughout the weekend as part of the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival, but this is the one time you get to see them a full-on concert. So we're really looking forward, and it kicks off the festival. It's actually the first event of the festival.
Right, because next week is the Cowboy Festival.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, at William S. Hart Park.
Yep.
In Newhall.
That's right. And then you will be with us.
I will be with you.
On Saturday and Sunday,
right?
April 23rd and 24th.
Correct.
At the Buckaroo Bookshop.
That's me.
And this is our eighth year participating. You will find eight terrific authors in a booth along what's called Sutler's Row at the festival. And then we will have at Out West, which is about a block away, we will have two other authors, Andrea Kidd and Janet Squires, both have been guests on this show, and John Bergstrom, singer-songwriter, performer that's been on this show, who will be performing throughout the afternoon on Saturday. And then we've got some special plans with John and some other folks on Sunday, and we'll, of course, be open. Out West will be open. So we're actually in two locations this year for the first time in order to try to represent as many authors as we can. So we're really looking forward to next weekend.
Well, of course, we lost Margaret Bramley.
We did.
For that weekend.
We did.
Unfortunately,
we did,
Margaret lost her husband.
And
yeah, we have all kinds of stuff going on with that. But We do have some replacement people coming in.
We do. Mark Bedore will be joining us. Mark is a wonderful photographer and journalist, columnist. He has a new book out called Great Rides of the... Oh, gosh, it's a brand new title, Great Rides of the New West. And it's all about taking horse riding trips throughout the country. He writes for Cowboys and Indians Magazine and many other Western publications. He's back with us again this year with that brand new book. So we're excited to... it's like old home week.
I know. We get there and we just start... Everybody starts backslapping.
Yeah.
Dale Jackson's going to be there.
Dale Jackson, who called in last week, will be there. And Henry Park and C. Courtney Joyner will be dropping by on Sunday.
And J.R. Sanders.
Yes, J.R. Sanders on Saturday and Sunday. Uh-huh. We'll have Dale Jackson, Peter Schirico, of course, your host, Jim Christina, Bob Brill, who will be calling in later today, J.R. Sanders, Eric Keisner, and Al Bringus, and Gary Williams will be with us both days. And then Sunday, we have Katie Ryan. Saturday and Sunday at Out West, Janet Squires and Andrea Kidd with John Bergstrom. And, of course, Mark Bedore that I just mentioned. So really, really, really fun.
And we have Bob Brill.
Yes.
Who's an announcer with KNX 1070 Radio here in Los Angeles.
Yes, and I'm excited. We're going to talk to him later.
A little bit later tonight. He's
going to
call in.
Yeah,
and just kind of chat with us for a moment.
Yeah. So,
well, let's get to our guest.
There we go.
I'm excited about this because both you and I have joined his online forum.
Yes.
And it's kind of fun just kind of click your way through it, I guess is the best way to put it. So, let's introduce our guest, Ken Dunn. Is the founder of Reader's Legacy, which Bobby and I both joined. It's a new social media platform for authors and book lovers that was released on June 7, 2015. Not only is Ken the creator of the new platform Reader's Legacy, he is also an author of 4 books, and I understand by his assistant, Carolyn, the 5th one is shortly coming out, so it'd be 5 books. He is also the publisher of New Century Publishing, and Next Century Publishing. He's just a busy guy, and I think right now he's on the East Coast. So why don't we see if we can talk to him without a whole lot of static? Ken, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. But are you telling me that every time you go to the East Coast, you're getting static?
No, just you.
How am I sounding?
Good, actually, real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
We're so delighted to have you with us, Ken. It's so exciting what you've created.
Well, you know, we're really excited about it. And you hit the nail on the head. I am traveling in a different city every single day of the week right now telling people about it. We first put it online last June, but we officially launched the world's largest book club on February 1st. And since February 1st, we've had 27,000 people already join our community. It is now the fastest growing community of readers on the planet.
Wow. Really? Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Give us the difference between Reader's Legacy and, say, Goodreads.
I love it when people ask me that because that's where we started. You know, I had this idea to start this website back in 2012, and I knew that Goodreads already existed. And so I went out to the industry and I found people that knew Otis Chandler, the original founder of Goodreads. And the first expert that I came across, he said, Ken, here's what I want you to tell people anytime somebody asks you this question. Use this quote. Joe Weicker told me this. He said, Reader's Legacy is to Goodreads like Facebook was to MySpace. You can't refute what Goodreads did. They put 20 million people into a community between 2007 and 2012, but it's a very flat experience. It's really there for people to rank books. Reader's Legacy is a true social media experience. First of all, we are the third largest bookstore on the internet. We're third to Barnes & Noble and before that Amazon. But what we're doing that's different than anybody in the world is we've created the first points program in the entire publishing industry online. We call it Lit Coins. It's the only social media website in the world where people get paid Lit Coins or get paid points for their social engagement. So imagine if on Facebook you got points for adding posts, for making comments, for sharing people, for following people, for doing all the things you naturally do in social media. And the points you can use to buy real physical books that we ship to you. We give every new user that joins Reader's Legacy a book of their choice, a physical, real book of their choice. We sell as many books as Amazon.
It's really, really exciting. As Jim said, I went on and I joined the other night, and I think I only needed to put on, you know, 5 books initially, and I think I have 70 books up there right now.
Like you have all this time to read them.
Because, you know, it kind of, you know, what was sort of fun, Ken, was I was sitting in my family room with my laptop, and I'm surrounded by bookshelves, and my eyes just kind of glanced across binders. The bindings, and I just, you know, so I have up there business books and favorite fiction, and then I read a lot of Western fiction and nonfiction, and so it's a really kind of a broad spectrum, and I'm just getting started.
Here's the wonderful thing. There's already an app in the App Store called the Reader's Legacy Scanning App. If you want to do it quick, if you want to turn it into like an Ancestry.com experience where people in your future can come back and see the books that made the woman, grab the app, start scanning barcodes, and you can literally upload 1,000 books in less than 15 minutes.
Wow.
That's, really?
You know, I saw the post about the app, but I get it.
it's a really magical experience. If people love books, they're going to love this website.
Well, when I saw that you talk about it as a place for readers and, you know, writers to meet, that's what Jim and I have always said about this radio show, which has not yet hit our first anniversary. But we wanted to create a platform, again, where readers and writers gather. And I think that what you're doing is just, it has to be so exciting. Do you get any sleep?
Oh, no, I don't. You know, on the East Coast here, it's 11:20, and I'm actually driving, and I'm praying that I don't get into a bad signal area because I'm loving this conversation. But I'm heading down to Philadelphia from here tomorrow morning to speak to a group of 1,000 authors. But here's the best part, guys. We haven't even launched the secret weapon yet. We're obviously growing faster than any social media website has in the last 5 years per capita. I mean, think about that. 27,000 people in the first 8 weeks.
Wow.
And it's growing by 1,000 people a day. Within a year, we're going to be at 3 or 4 million, and then onwards from there. But in behind the curtain, we have an entire platform dedicated to teaching authors how to connect with those people. It's called the Author's Buzz. It's a subscription program for $9 a month. The author can turn their author's page into a full-service website where they can list blogs and articles. They can have a shopping cart right on there where they can sell their own products. And when they've joined that service, we're going to let authors advertise their books directly on the pages of the users whose library indicates that their book is the next one they want to read.
Mm. That's very
cool. So imagine if you've written a book. Let's take something very abstract, like paleontopic cookbook, something that's you know, in a micro subgenre.
Yeah, micro. Uh-huh.
Imagine if you could advertise that book right beside the library of everybody in the world who already has books like that in their library collection.
Yeah, that is just brilliant, because I think today the challenge is how do you get found? There's all these wonderful platforms and places, but still, if you're an author, there's still, I don't know how many books published every year, you know, but how do you fight your way to get found? And that's the perfect way.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what happened. I used to be a homicide detective. 15 years ago, I was the chief interrogator of the second largest city in Canada. And in 2 years, I interrogated 18 murder suspects and had 17 of them confess. And when I found out I was going to become a dad, I decided I needed to get out of policing. And I wanted to start a business, and I didn't know what to do. And a friend gave me Og Mandino's book, Greatest Salesman in the World. I realized I was a salesman. I also realized I loved reading books. In the decades since then, I've read 1,000 books, and I started writing them. Before I knew it, I was traveling all over the world and I was speaking to large audiences of people about sales, then I'd rush to the back of the room afterwards, and I'd sell hundreds of copies of my books after every speaking engagement. And I'd also be approached by a dozen authors at every speaking event, and they'd come up to me and say, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. I published a book, and I haven't sold any. I can't get my books to sell. I realized that there was a real desperate need for somebody to figure out how to connect an author's book with the audience that wanted it. Because I believe everybody, every book has a home out there, and we've created the platform, the first in the world, to figure it out.
That's really exciting.
It really is. It really. How long have you been working on Reader's Legacy? I mean, it had to have been more than 5 days.
I'm glad you asked that. I first had the idea in 2011. I decided to put my money into it in 2012. I've put over $3 million into building it. It's taken us 3 years to build it to the point, because it's built to the same quality. Imagine building a website that is Facebook and Amazon combined, mm-hmm. with a points program involved. It's taken 3 years to build it to get us to where we are now.
You must have quite a dream team, because you'd have to have folks that could figure out how to, you know, write the code or whatever the right words are, you know,
right.
to actually create the program and the shopping, you know. I can't even imagine, Ken, what's been involved in launching something like this.
I think we're losing him.
He's driving.
Hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
again,
back
now. Yeah,
yeah,
you're back.
You're back.
Yeah, sorry about that. I am until we finish this. I don't want to mess it up. No, we actually have 65 employees.
Wow.
Of the most elite level programmers you can imagine, five of them used to work for Twitter and Facebook. We've got an incredible design team. We have incredible people, and here's what I love about it: all of our employees are avid readers. They love books. They love what we're doing. We've been told that we are going to completely change the entire publishing industry. Seth Godin said 5 years ago in a blog article, he said, the first company that truly figures out how to unite readers and authors on the internet will control the future of the publishing business.
Now, you also have a wonderful relationship with Ingram and Baker and Taylor. How did that come about?
Well, when I first decided I wanted to do this, I knew that I wanted to sell as many books as Amazon, and so I had to figure out how Amazon was doing it. When I started doing my research, I found out that Amazon actually didn't even fulfill 80% of the books they sell. They have amazing relationships with the companies you've just mentioned, Ingram and Baker and Taylor. And so I went out with pictures of the website I was going to build, and I found the right people at those companies, and I said, if I build this, I want the same relationship with you that Amazon does. And they agreed. So now, because of our partnership, we sell over 18 million books. And when somebody goes to buy a book, they pay for it with us. They're going to pay less than they would at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, plus they're going to get the points. And once the transaction's been completed, we send an electronic message to Ingram, and Ingram ships the book for us.
Yep, so they drop ship it. They use it like a fulfillment center. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the best part in all of this, guys. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with authors and people who love authors, and one of the concerns that came up early on that I always want to make sure that everybody understands is we are giving away 1 million free books. We also have launched the Reader's Legacy Children's Literacy Fund. In September of every year, for the whole month of September, we are going to accept applications from not-for-profit organizations whose mandate is to help us get rid of illiteracy. I was shocked when I learned that 14% of high school graduates in America are considered illiterate. That's 40 million kids that finish high school not knowing how to read properly. And so we're dedicating $1 from every book we sell and 5% of our revenue into a fund, and the organizations whose mandates are to help us fix this problem are going to apply to us every February or every September. And every February, the winners, we're going to bring them to a major conference we do in Vegas, and we're going to give away hundreds of thousands of dollars to organizations that are fighting illiteracy, and we're going to help to fix that problem.
Well,
I like it. Hey, before we move on to your publishing company, what's in it for the users? What's in it for the authors that they can't get someplace else?
Nah, this is what I just loved. That's where I was going with it. Oh. In spite of everything we're doing, we are still giving authors every cent that they earn in royalties, number one. Secondly, we are launching a marketing platform where authors are going to be able to change their pages into websites. They're going to be able to advertise pay-per-click right on our website. They're also going to be able to create their own shopping carts and sell their products right on their page. We are going to take 20% of all the revenue that we make from subscriptions and advertising, and we're going to put it into a fund for the authors. Mm-hmm. Which authors are we going to give it to? We're going to give it to the authors that engage the most on our website, the ones that draw the most fans, the one that posts the most and write the most and make readers' legacy a part of their lives. Our goal is to have 1,000 authors making over $10,000 a month just working with us and building their platforms as part of our community.
I guess I better get busy, huh?
Now, I have a question that kind of goes along with that. So as I was setting up, you know, I'm a reader, I'm not an author, although now I'm kind of wanting to be an author, I think. So I'm a reader, and I was using the box, you know, that you fill in to find a book. And I would put in an author's name, or I'd remember a title, put the title in, and, you know, it wouldn't come up. So how do I advocate for that author to get themselves up on Reader's Legacy? How, you know, what do I do as a reader to get the authors that I love to be on that website? What do I do?
Yeah, you know, it's almost like we pre-did this interview and you asked me the questions that I can fill in the gaps about what we're about to do. Only 70% of the books published in America are actually sold in bookstores. At this point, only the books that are sold in bookstores or sold on Amazon through the bookstore system are available on Reader's Legacy, because that's the books that Ingram provides the content for. But starting in 2 weeks, as part of the author marketing platform, an author who is self-published will have the ability to add their book personally to our library, offer it for sale. And they're even going to have their own ability to self-fulfill when a book sells. And so if a book is not there now that's written by an author that you love, chances are it's because it's not currently listed in the bookstore system. All you have to do is tweet to that author, check out Reader's Legacy, or try to add your book, and we'll take care of the rest.
That's great. The other night when I was preparing for tonight's show, and all of the authors that we've had on this program, for instance, or have been with us over the past several years at this big event that we do called the Buckaroo Bookshop, I was putting their book, if I could find it, you know, up on my library, and then I was going to their Facebook page, and I was saying, hey, I just liked your book, you know, on Reader's Legacy, and you need to go check this out. And it was, you know, very interesting, because a number of the authors were like, what? Wait, where's my book? What? What is that?
Yeah, we only really launched the website 2 months ago, so authors are just finding out about us right now.
Well, we're certainly going to push it. I mean, we know a lot of authors, and we, like you know, the bookie told Carolyn that we are booked through the end of the year, so we, you know, we'll damn sure push your product.
Yeah. Then. Now, can I just suggest that everything that I heard that's so great for authors to be able to promote their products and have a website and all of that. You know, as you know, there are a lot of people that also have radio shows devoted to the written word that are maybe not authors.
Right.
And it would be a great place somewhere on there to be listing, you know, where can you, about blogs and about radio shows about the written word. So I'll just put that plug in there. Maybe
yeah,
you already have that figured out.
You,
but
you know, you just are helping me to peel back all of the onion in one show. In June, we are actually launching a page for publishing media. So people that are publishing media experts like bloggers and radio show hosts are going to be able to have a whole page dedicated to what they do to help the written word.
Excellent.
That's great.
That is absolutely excellent.
Because I know I enjoy listening to radio shows with author interviews, and it's kind of hard to find. You know, I can just sort of search podcasts, and I don't know. It'd just be great to go one place and just see, you know, well, here's 1,000 of them, you know, pick and choose.
Right. Well, but here's the other thing that's beautiful. Reader's Legacy, part of our mandate is to serve the written word. And so we have an entire division and an entire budget to go and sponsor independent writers' conferences and media events and anything that has to do with books and promotion of literacy in America. So I heard you guys are hosting a major event.
Yes, yes, next weekend.
Do we lose you?
Hello. He must be going through a tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, hopefully he'll call back. This is fascinating.
I'll call him here.
Okay. This is really, really interesting.
He's very interesting, man.
It makes me want to write something.
I know, huh? Makes me want to hang up and get onto Reader's Legacy.
I'll have to take some of the classes online about.
Yeah, where did I lose you?
Oh, I don't know. Must have been a tunnel.
You were saying about this event that we're hosting next weekend, the Buckaroo Bookshop during the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival.
Yes. So the bottom line is we might be a little bit late for the Buckaroo Bookshop next weekend, but we have an entire mandate to help sponsor events of anything like that that helps to promote literacy in America.
Excellent.
Well, we know lots of those kinds of events.
We do.
Los Angeles Times Festival of Books was just last weekend, and I'm sure that you know about all of the major festivals. You've got to be, I would imagine, you're just right on top of that, but that's a huge one in our area.
Absolutely. It's amazing. We are just getting started right now. We definitely have 3 full-time people on staff. Their entire job is to reach out to small book festivals and writers' workshops and make sure that Reader's Legacy has a chance to sponsor and add money to helping those organizations.
Do you have any other openings on your staff, Ken?
You're not going anywhere, Bobby. Just...
I love to read, and I'm very enthusiastic.
We need you guys to keep doing what you're doing. You're such a valuable part of the book business, but we definitely want to help you.
Well, we try. I just don't want to lose Bobby, because then I had to sit here and watch Jim be morose over in his chair.
Let me ask this. Can I ask you a couple? This is wonderful. What are you reading now, Ken? What's on your bedstand or in your e-reader?
Well, you know, so I have had incredible blessings bestowed upon me because of the early success of what we're doing. You know, our company in the publishing area has grown from just starting 4 years ago to publishing over 1,000 books last year. I'm being invited to speak at major publishing industry events around the country.
We lost him again.
Around the country. Major publishing events around the country. Hold that thought.
Well, we haven't lost him, so... Yeah, we did. Okay. I don't know where you're at, but wherever it is, it's
well,
not
I
conducive
hope
to good stuff.
He's coming to Los Angeles. I want to go here.
Soon.
Let's see. When is he coming out this way?
We'll make a way to fit him in to the show in the studio.
Major events around the country, .. Hold that thought.
It's these piecemeal conversations.
Ken Dunn is joining us again.
Well, I was saying at the helm of Reader's Legacy now, I've been thrust into this incredible position as an authority on the publishing industry. And I'm so passionate about being a humble representative of the entire industry that I am literally reading every book I can consume about being an authority, about being responsible, about being a leader. Mm-hmm. And I'm just absolutely enjoying what I'm learning about what my new responsibilities are.
So when you're reading, because we always like to talk to authors also about process, and I understand you've written 4 books, and is there another one on the way?
In June of 2016, I have a new book that's being launched nationally. I've got a order from Barnes & Noble and from Books A Million. There's about 20,000 books there for the next 3 weeks. It's the greatest prospect in the world. It's a historically accurate novel that is based at the turn of the century. Well, I better make sure I state that clearly. It's based at the beginning of the 1900s because for the millennials, the turn of the century was 2000.
Right.
You and I are not talking about the same thing.
Right.
That's right, the old century.
But it's a wonderful story of a young girl who grows up in the wilds of Alaska, and her dad is the greatest prospector of gold at the time, and he dies suddenly, and she's forced to relocate to Chicago into the care of an estranged uncle. She gets comfortable in her new surroundings and finds out her uncle is the greatest salesman in Chicago at the time. And he eventually turns into a mentor and teaches her that the six secrets for safe and successful gold prospecting are also the secrets shared on the elite prospecting process of salespeople around the world.
Oh, this will be number one. Yeah.
It's a tribute to Og Mandino's book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. And we've already had some incredible reviews about it.
I would imagine so. So since you're an author, there is one question that we always like to ask our guests that are authors. Mr. Christina, would you like to ask Mr. Dunn the question?
Sure. The name of our program, of course, is The Writer's Block. And you can guess pretty much what the next question is going to be. Have you ever had writer's block?
I when I get really, really passionate about a subject, when I believe that I'm writing in my expertise, when I believe I'm writing about something that can impact people, I often find myself blocked with the starting of that writing. I get worried inside of my head about making sure that the writing quality is good enough to deliver the message that I feel is so important. And I do find myself stuck, sometimes for weeks, trying to figure out how to get myself going and trusting my own ability to write to deliver the message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can understand that.
That's a different answer than what we've
yes.
gotten.
Yes, well, and it's a different kind of writing that he's
right.
doing because
right.
it's very purposeful.
Right.
Ken, along the same line, one of the things that we also like to talk about here is advice for not necessarily a new writer, but just some great advice to anybody who is writing. Do you have one or two really good tips that you could share?
I really do, but I want to make sure that our listeners understand that my advice is directed to nonfiction writers because although I just explained to you that I'm writing a fiction parable, it really is a parable. It's a nonfiction book on sales process that I've just written a wonderful whimsical story around. Here's my advice. Every book has been written. Every book has been written. In nonfiction, every book has been written. If you're going to sell your books, which is inevitably your goal, then you have to understand that it's okay that every book has been written. The reader is looking for your perspectives, but they want your learned perspective.
Right.
The greatest books in nonfiction are written by people who take their topic so seriously that they feel compelled to have read every book on the subject before they publish theirs. And not just that, that they already know who the top experts in that area are, but they are truly experts themselves on the subject about which they're writing. And the reader can tell the difference within the first couple of pages.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to write a book to inspire, educate, or motivate others, then truly become an expert on the subject yourself in advance.
Very good advice.
Very good advice. And do you have a preference for the written word on paper or electronic?
Oh, my goodness gracious. We don't have enough time for me to answer that.
We'll have to schedule you for another
call. I
got to
tell you, if you were going to ask me where did I get the motivation to do Reader's Legacy, I would tell you a wonderful story about the fact that I just less than 2 years ago, my publishing division was recognized as the fastest growing publishing company in the United States right now. And of course, I am the publisher of said organization. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that even though I sold over 600,000 books last year, 60% of them were digital, I had never read any book. I need to feel that physical book. I need to write notes in it. I need to dog-ear the pages. And I know that you can highlight on Kindle. I know you can dog-ear on Kobo. But for me, the experience of reading doesn't come to life unless I can hold the paper.
That's true.
Well, you know, the other day I was reading electronically, and then my battery went dead, and I was on a plane. I was on a plane, and we'd been delayed, and, you know, there was no place for me to plug in, and I too, prefer the paper. But on a plane, it's very nice to have digital. And I didn't know what, you know, I had like an hour and a half. I didn't know what to do with myself. And wish that I had packed a paperback.
Do what I do.
Backup, you know?
I get people bumping me saying, wake up, you're snoring.
little chuck to the rib.
There you go. Hey, I hate to cut you short, Ken, but we got another part of a show to do here. It's real quick. So
this has been so
much fun.
Delightful.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. It's been just delightful.
And you know, Ken, we have a Facebook page. It's called the Writer's Block Radio Show. We encourage all of our guests to use it. And if they're posting something on their page, to come on over and post it on ours. So whoever is doing your Facebook posts, would you please invite them to come on over and post regularly with updates on our Facebook page? We would love that.
Yes, we would.
Well, I have to tell you, we only have a Facebook page out of necessity. We don't even enjoy it anymore because we know we own a social media channel better than that. But we will start actively promoting you guys on Reader's Legacy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. That's awesome.
It is awesome. You guys, you're just the best.
And all of our podcasts are available on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes, they are.
Well, obviously we'll get a chance to get this out as quick as possible. We'll definitely want to
audience. Yeah, this is going to be a podcast about 2 seconds after we go off the air.
Right, I listened to it going home.
Well, again, Ken, Reader's Legacy.
ReadersLegacy.com is who we are, but I want to thank you guys for being such incredible advocates of this wonderful industry.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we enjoy it. That's why we're here.
It's our pleasure.
Truly. Yes. And thank you again for taking the time and wherever you're at.
And if you're ever coming to L.A., we need to know. We need to know if you're coming to the Los Angeles area.
We always have an empty chair.
We want to know. We want to meet you.
I definitely will arrange that, and we'll have some dinner together. It'd be wonderful
Excellent.
To hang out with you guys.
Excellent.
It'd be very cool.
Well, thanks again for calling in, Ken. It's been a hoot.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Ken Dunn, okay. Reader's Legacy, everybody.
Well, you know what I'm going to be doing tonight until 3 in the morning? I'm going to be back on Reader's Legacy.
I have to get up too early to do that. But
oh, it's addicting.
Maybe I'll find time tomorrow. we have Bob Brill calling in here in a little bit, but I wanted to go back and reiterate over the writer's block over the course of this last year. And that we have had some tremendous authors on, and some tremendous musicians, and just people that have just tickled our fancy. We've had a ball.
We have.
And I want to thank each and every one of you that have given your time and your effort to come into the studio or call in or have us call you and give us an hour of your time a week. It's been great. And I also want to say that when we send out our forms for our readers' information, writers' information, we ask that you send a synopsis, not a real lengthy one, but a half page or so synopsis of your books that you want to discuss. We don't always have time to read every book we get. And I have stacks of them now in my hallway. and it's really hard. Bobby and I are both very busy people, and it's really hard for us to get to all of your books. So in order for us to talk intelligently, which we have a tendency not to do
a lot of the time. PDFs are nice if you send us one.
PDFs are good, but once again, it's a full book, and sometimes we just can't get to it. But a great synopsis always works. And as much about yourselves as you can tell us is always really good.
It's very helpful. And because we're always going to talk book and then process.
And then process.
A lot of what we chat about is the process.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of the writer's block. We like to hear how you got to where your book is.
Yeah.
So
and what inspires you, and what do you like to read, and what advice you might give. And then you will probably talk about Reader's Legacy and suggest that you make sure to join.
I'll tell you, if you're listening tonight, you need to go on Reader's Legacy website and check that thing out. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It really, truly is. And I'm sure they're going to be doing improvements and doing additions. And
for sure.
There's so much on there now. And like Ken said, he's got the secret weapons coming out. So don't know what that is yet. Don't know. Let's go through a list of some of the writers we're going to have.
Good. Do you have that handy?
I do.
Excellent.
I do. We're going to have at the Buckaroo Bookshop Al Bringus and Eric Heisner. Great guys. They were on our show last year.
They were.
They're just a hoot, both of them.
And they're working on a new project.
Al is like this super deluxe illustrator.
Yes, he has a coloring book now.
He did a coloring book.
Is that
the one that Henry?
Yeah.
Henry?
Okay. Yes, he did a coloring book based on West to Bravo, which is very cool. And I'm sure he'll have that with him at the bookshop.
And Eric is just this. Eric is just like a motivated kind of guy.
He's
all over the place, but he's really a great guy. We're going to have Dale Jackson.
We like Dale.
We love Dale. Yeah. Dale's been with us. And in fact, he called in last week and we had a little chat with Dale. And we're going to have, let's see, Katie Ryan's going to be back again. She's going to be only Sunday.
With her Horse Alchemy book. And you know, she and her husband have been working on a documentary about one of the most loved and phenomenal performers in Western music, Don Edwards, who is performing again this year at Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival. And they've been working on this documentary a couple of years. And she'll be running around all day Saturday taking more footage for the documentary, so she'll be with us on Sunday.
Yeah, I like Katie. She's a nice gal. Yeah. And then we're going to have Henry Park, who will be in and out. He's our every other week call-in with his Henry's Roundup.
Yes.
And, of course, he's also the film editor for True West Magazine. Nice. And he's just an all-around nice guy. Henry's a good guy. He's one of our favorites on this show. J.R. Sanders, of course, is going to be with us again.
And he'll be calling in next week, and we'll be having a little conversation with J.R.
Yeah, we'll be having a little chat with J.R. next week. And J.R. actually wrote the foreword to The Return.
Yes,
you actually wrote the foreword to the first part of The Return.
I did.
J.R. wrote the foreword to the second part.
I know, I'm published now.
You are.
I'm in two books. I should Google myself someday. Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
No, you probably don't. Peter Schirico is going to be at the Buckaroo Bookshop. Peter Schirico grows there.
He has a fan base that I know will come out to see Peter. He was a guest here last year. And then his wife, Susan Schirico, who also wrote a book called Rainbows Over Ruins, will not be with us at the bookshop, but she's been a guest with us as
well. She's been a guest on the show.
Yeah.
John Bergstrom, singer-songwriter, great guy.
Yes, and he'll be performing throughout the day on Saturday Live, wonderful Western music right down at the Out West Boutique.
And we have a call-in.
Oh, great.
And let's see. This is the writer's block. Is this Bob?
Hi, it's Bob. It's Bob Brill.
Hello, Bob Brill.
Hi,
how are
Bob.
You?
Bob.
Good. How are you, Love Joe?
We're good.
We're just rocking and rolling. We just had a great conversation with Ken Dunn at Writer's Legacy.
Yeah,
Reader's Legacy.
Are you familiar with Reader's Legacy, Bob?
I'm not.
Well, you're going to be. And your books are actually on it because I added them to my library the other night.
Right, yes. I did get that email from you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. So, Do you have a question for Bob?
I actually don't. I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I mean, I've listened to you on KNX before, and you know, when you're on the radio, there's no escape. You know that, right?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, you know, we all have faces for radio.
Yeah, I've had one of those for a long time.
And we're really looking forward to having you in the Buckaroo Bookshop. It's going to be fun.
I am looking forward to that so much. I really am. And I get off at noon that day. So I've got to drive from Miracle Mile out to Newhall and grab the shuttle and hopefully be there by 1 or 1:30, depending on the traffic. So that's kind of my dilemma, but I'll be there.
Well, you're going to be both days or just the one?
No, both
days. Yeah, I'm doing both days.
Oh, perfect. Well, then if I don't get to see you Saturday, I'll darn sure get to see you Sunday.
Great. I've got a Facebook campaign already posted that starts Saturday for the 25-mile radius. So hopefully that'll help too.
That's great. That's great. Bob, tell us a little bit about your novel series, your Western novel series.
Yeah, Lancer, Hero of the West is the name of each novel, and then the subtitle is Whatever Affair. Like, the first one is The Prescott Affair, as in reference to Prescott, Arizona. The second one is The Los Angeles Affair. And Lancer is a mysterious good guy gunslinger in the 1880s. He's based in Tombstone. So he mixes in with his friend Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and, you know, Johnny Ringo, and those guys like to take advantage of him, and he hasn't been taken advantage of. So each novel starts out there, and it's his base of operations. And I based him on a compilation of 1950s and early 60s TV Western heroes, of which there were many then, and my own desires that I wanted to have in a character. And he's a respecter of women, a good guy. Each novel on the cover has a holster without a gun somewhere to signify, number one, that he's against violence, and he uses his brains first, his fist second, and his gun only as a last resort. And usually if he goes for the gun, you're dead. So, you know, it kind of ends up that way. And Lancer, Hero of the West, the song, which is on YouTube, which was written by Academy Award-winning songwriter Al Tasha, and co-written by Ron Dante, who performs the song, basically also tells the tale with lots of old movie clips and some stuff we shot out of Corganville. Of course, as you know, Corganville is one of the movie ranches where so many of the great Westerns were made, whether it was features or shorts or TV series. And it's a cool little song. I had asked Ron, who is, you may remember the song "Sugar Sugar" by the Archies.
Oh, sure,
that's
yes.
Ron.
Yeah.
That's Ron Dante. He's a friend of mine, and he performs, and he still performs today. And he co-wrote it with Al Tasha. And it's been a great song, and we're pushing it on YouTube, and I would like to see these guys make some money from it. And of course, I use it to promote my books. So it's a lot of fun, and we just really love it. So and it's been a good little booster for us.
Now, you're also a screenwriter.
Yes. I've written 15 screenplays. We just had one finish in the finals in the Beverly Hills Film Festival last week. We didn't win, but did finish in the finals, and is based on one of my other books, my first book, actually, which was Fan Letters to a Stripper, and it's called Major League Stripper, and it's about Patty Wagon, who was a burlesque queen in the 1950s, 40s, and 60s, and the Major League Baseball player that she married in 1955, and both are deceased now. And it's their story. It's a true love story, and it's a really fun story that one of these smaller networks has actually requested the script. We haven't heard back yet after we sent them the script, so we'll see where that goes. And I've written another 14 features and have some things in the works, and also a TV pilot, which we're trying to move hopefully during pitch season in July, or hopefully that'll take place. And we'll see. So I do that. Of course, I'm on the radio at KNX and been doing radio for 45 years, and I'm getting ready to start a video series based on teaching very young children how to play baseball, the very basics of baseball.
Oh, how fun.
So, yeah, no kidding.
Oh, how fun. So you must never sleep either.
Well, sometimes when I work the overnight, I don't sleep. And it came, like earlier this week, I did work the overnight, getting off at 5 a.m.
Oh.
I don't do that very often. I usually work Saturday and Sunday mornings at KNX, so I'm in there at 4. I go on the air at 5. And most of my professional life, I've worked the morning shift, which means I don't get a whole lot of sleep anyway.
Right.
Now, tell our listeners where they can find you online, like your website. I know you have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page, which is Lancer Hero of the West. We have a blog, which is lancerheroofthewest.blogspot.com. We have my website, which is bobbrillbooks.com. That's easy enough to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You can order any of my books off that directly. And then you can also order off Amazon, of course. and you can order a download off Amazon. And let's see, I also have pattywagon.com, which is for the other book, and bobrill.com. And let's see, I think that's it. My Facebook page is for each one of those. So and the easiest way is bobrillbooks.com, or if you want to download, you can find it on Amazon. But we ship directly from Southern California. And when we ship, we always give you a laminated bookmark, which and we always sign the book if you want it, which is, you know, some people want it, some people don't. And you know, those are the places basically you can find us, as well as Facebook.
And then they can find you next weekend on the 23rd and 24th, beginning at 1-ish, 1:30, to be on the safe side, at the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival. And you can get full information on how to get to the festival very simply at cowboyfestival.org. And that will give you full information on how you get the free shuttle. There is an admission charge to the park, and the website is really great. It covers all of that. And if you want to know more about who will be with Bob at the Buckaroo Bookshop, when you're on that website, click Venues. And then you'll see the William S. Hart Park as one of the venues. Click that, and then you'll scroll down, and you'll see the Buckaroo Bookshop. Or under Venue, click Old Town New Hall, and then you'll see the Out West Boutique and Cultural Center as a venue. And when you click that, you will see who's appearing directly in our store. So we
and don't forget the great food.
Yes, great food.
Homemade peach cobbler and cowboy coffee.
Yes, sir.
I live
every
for
year.
And then, Bob, I know that when you've come out, and I can't wait to actually meet you, because I've missed you the couple times that you've come to the store, but you recently ate at the newest restaurant on Main Street, which is within a block of the park and of our store. Where did you eat?
Southern Smoke. And I almost went out there tonight. I live in Calabasas, which is on the other side, and I didn't want to go all the way back over there with the traffic. And Southern Smoke is probably the best barbecue I've had in a long time. And on top of that, they sell hoe cake. And they make their own hoe cake, which a lot of people call Johnny cake, which is not easy to make, but it's great. And it's the best I've ever had. And they're a microbrewery as well. And if you like beer, they'll give you a little taste of some of their beers, you know, just to, you know, give you a taste. And there's a wine bar next door. But Southern Smoke, and the people there are friendly. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely, I told my wife tonight, she said, you want to go for barbecue? I said, if I'm going to go for barbecue, I'm going to Southern Smoke. And it's on the other side of the valley, but that's where I'm going. I'm not going to waste my time with anybody else. You
know? Oh, that's great.
Well, we got to cut you off here, Bob. We got to finish up the show and get out of here, so.
We know you know what it. We know you know what that's all about.
I certainly do. A big howdy to you, and we'll see you out there week from Saturday. And
we'll see you on the 23rd, 24th.
Thanks for your time tonight. Right.
Thanks, Bob, for calling.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Bob Brill.
I can't wait to meet him.
Next week in studio with Russ Davison, we'll have Richard Palinelli. And he just moved down from San Francisco area, so he's going to be in the studio with us. That'll be fun. And then, of course, the following weekend is the Buckaroo Bookstop. We always look forward to that. That's a lot of fun. So on behalf of Bobby and Jim Bell, and myself, Jim Christina, and LA Talk Radio and the Writer's Block, we thank you for listening. It's been a wonderful evening, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
No, next
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Go read something.